Hey guys, it's Riyad, and today I'm talking about Nellie Bly, a pioneering woman in journalism and the subject of a few movies, including an upcoming thriller called Escaping the Madhouse, the Nellie Bly Story. This 19th century figure is still being talked about in the 21st century. Elizabeth Jane Cochran was born in 1864 in Cochran Mills, Pennsylvania. Her father, Michael, was a mill worker who later owned his own mill, hence the name Cochran Mills. He had 10 children with his first wife and five more, including Elizabeth, with his second wife, Mary Jane. In 1870, Michael died. In addition to the emotional impact it obviously had on Elizabeth, it also pushed the family into poverty. They now had to move into the nearby Pittsburgh, and Elizabeth could no longer attend the boarding school she'd been going to. In 1882, at 18, she wrote a reply to a newspaper column called What Girls Are Good For. The piece suggested that women should focus only on birthing children and keeping house. Young Elizabeth made her objection to the columnist's views very clear. The editor of the paper, which was the Pittsburgh Dispatch, printed Elizabeth's letter under the pen name Lonely Orphan Girl. Managing editor George Madden was impressed with her passion and ran an advertisement asking the author to identify herself. When Cochran introduced herself, Madden offered her the opportunity to write a piece for the newspaper. Soon, she was hired to write her own columns for the newspaper and wrote eventually under the name Nellie Bly, generally focusing on stories about working women. But writing about working women was fairly taboo in those days. Complaints from readers caused the paper to reassign her to lighter, less controversial topics: fashion, society, gardening, things of that nature. Definitely not happy with these limitations, Bly traveled to Mexico in 1885 as a foreign correspondent. She reported on the lives and customs of the Mexican people. Occasionally, she exposed corruption on the part of Mexican government officials. In 1887, she moved to New York City and embarked on what many consider her biggest assignment. She pretended to be mentally ill to investigate reports of brutality and neglect in the women's lunatic asylum on Blackwell Island. Later in the same year, 1887, she had a book published called 10 Days in a Madhouse. It featured all the abuse and deplorable conditions she discovered during her undercover assignment. The book led to the asylum implementing a number of reforms. In 1889, she took on a journey that tried to live the fictional character Phileas Fogg from the popular Jules Verne novel Around the World in 80 Days, but in real life. The trip was sponsored by her newspaper and gained a huge following among readers. It was titled Around the World in 72 Days. Nellie died in New York from pneumonia in 1922 at the age of 57. A little fact about her pen name, Nellie Bly, it actually came from a very popular Stephen Foster song called Nellie Bly, but the editor accidentally spelled her name N-E-L-L-I-E, so hence the different spelling. And that's what I have for you today on Nellie Bly. Thanks so much for listening. I really appreciate it, and I hope that you find this interesting. I'm really enjoying doing this research, and even though these are quick and really sky-high overviews, I hope you find it useful. Thanks again, and I'll see you here tomorrow.